Hey now, Newt Gingrich is about to teach us the greatest lesson in B2B sales negotiation history. So if you want to learn how to negotiate a B2B sales deal like a pro, you got to join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, it's Dave Lorenzo. This is the show that takes you inside business sales. And today I'm going to share with you what Newt Gingrich shared with me about B2B sales negotiation. Now you may be thinking to yourself, hey, who the hell is this Newt Gingrich guy? Well, he was Speaker of the House and he negotiated deals with a Democratic president named Bill Clinton. I had occasion to meet him and in fact see him share the stage with Hillary Clinton in 2004 when I was a partner at the Gallup organization. We as a team came together once a year for our annual partnership meeting. Awards were given out, we learned from one another, and our CEO would always bring in some guest speakers to teach us a thing or two about business, about sales, and about negotiation. And Newt Gingrich gave a speech, Hillary Clinton gave a speech, and then they came together on the stage, and people got to ask both of them questions at the same time. And the question was posed, what is the best negotiation advice you can offer to people when the stakes are high? You see, in my business, in your business, we negotiate big deals and we negotiate deals with long sales cycles. These are called high ticket sales deals. And you have to be very artful in negotiating because the people you're working with are pros. The people on the other side of the table are absolute professionals. So Gingrich leans back in his chair. Now he's negotiated hundreds of deals among politicians who are not necessarily known for dealing in good faith, but they're always looking to achieve their own self-interest. So his advice was valuable. Gingrich sits back in his chair and he takes a long, slow, deep breath. And he says, the best advice I can give you when it comes to negotiation is this. Never be afraid to ask for too much and never be afraid to offer too little. The worst case when you ask for too much is someone says, I'm sorry, that's just too much. And then you can move down in your offer and try to recover. The best case is somebody says, okay, fine, and they take you up on the offer. Now, the worst case when you offer too little, if you're being negotiated with, if somebody comes to you and you offer to pay too little, the worst case that happens is they say, no, I can't do that deal. And you say, what's a number you're more comfortable with? And he said, all of you, and he looked out over the audience, all of you are scared to offer too little and you're scared to ask for too much. He said, once you realize that the other side is in the same position as you, they're just as scared, they're just as afraid, they're just as concerned. Once you realize that, he said, you have the upper hand and you can make that really high offer or you can make that really low payment offer. And when you're rejected, if you're rejected, you will recover with an offer that the other side will immediately see as more fair, even if it's better than you were anticipating. And he sat back in his chair and he said, you know, I have to tell you, if I had realized that axiom when I was younger, I would have been way more successful in business and I probably wouldn't have gone into politics. And everybody cracked up laughing. So the lesson for us as consultative sales professionals, we're in the relationship business, right? Our client has a problem and they come to us and they ask us for help in solving that problem. And you say, Mr. Client, I understand. I'd love to help you. Tell me, Mr. Client, what is that costing you? And the client says, oh, Dave, it's terrible. It's costing me $1 million a year. And you think to yourself, the most anyone's ever got for solving this problem is $50,000. So I'm going to ask for $150,000. And you say, Mr. Client, I feel confident that my firm can help you. I know we can resolve this issue. And we can resolve this issue for $150,000. Invest the $150,000 with me, and you'll still be saving over $800,000 because the problem's costing you $1 million. Now, when you phrase it like that, it doesn't seem so extreme. And then the client says, well, Dave, the other firm told me they could do it for $50,000. And you say, well, why didn't you just go with the other firm? Why am I here? And they say, well, Dave, you're the best. Well, you're right. I'm the best. So isn't it worth it for your peace of mind? You're still going to save $850,000. Isn't it worth it for your peace of mind to invest the money it takes to get the best? It's an entirely different negotiating process from a sales perspective. So take the advice of Newt Gingrich. Never be afraid to ask for too much, or if you're on the other side, never be afraid to offer too little. You will find yourself in a much stronger negotiating position when it comes time to close the deal. Now, if you're ready to learn more about the art, the skill, and the science behind B2B sales, watch the next video filling in right below me right now. You'll see the video right there. It is about closing B2B deals. I want to see you in that video.